I'm Susan Keane, and this is the Unwinding from Work practice. With the increasing blurring lines between home and work life, it can be challenging to switch off from work. Mentally creating a boundary between your work day and personal life helps you to disconnect from the work day. It is a good idea to create habits and acknowledge the end of your work day. One good habit to start is like completing a short reflection at the end of the workday, highlighting those wins and noting any learnings from the day and identifying priorities and tasks for the next day. Also, meditating at the end of your workday helps to create a clear boundary between your work and home life. It helps you to switch off from work, to find space to rest and recharge for the next day. So let us begin. And now, as the end of the workday arrives, consciously making the intention to acknowledge that the workday is ending. Bring attention to the action of logging off and closing down all work notifications. Find a comfortable seated position. Feeling into the feet on the ground, resting your hands on your laps, and finding a comfortable and upright position. Softening the gaze or closing the eyes, whatever works best for you. Inviting that sense of openness into the upper body by gently rolling the shoulders up towards the ears, and as you exhale, releasing them down. Repeating this movement a few more times, breathing in, feeling the shoulders move towards the ears, and as you exhale, inviting that sense of release. One more time, breathing in. And as you exhale, bringing that sense of letting go, of softening into the body. And now settling yourself for a few moments, just noticing what is landing in this stillness. Acknowledging with a sense of kindness and curiosity to whatever is arising. There may be pleasant sensations from the day. Acknowledging this. Equally acknowledging if it was a challenging day, noticing how that lands. And now inviting you to take a few deep inhalations and slow exhalations. Repeating that a few more times, breathing in deeply. Perhaps feeling that sense of expansion in the body, noticing the natural pause before you exhale out slowly. One more deep breath in. And a slow exhale. exhalation. And now inviting you to return to the normal breath, noticing the normal pattern, the normal rhythm of your breath as you breathe in and breathe out. Noticing how the breath is landing. If you find it challenging to connect to the breath, perhaps placing your hand on your chest or maybe on your tummy and tuning into that sensation for a few moments. Tuning in to the sensation of the natural breath, the natural inflow and outflow of the breath. Not judging the breath, just noticing the breath as you breathe in and breathe out. And now inviting attention to the body, noticing any areas where there is tightness or tension in the body. Inviting the breath into those areas. With each exhalation, inviting that sense of release, that sense of softness into the body. Perhaps noticing tension in the forehead or along the jaw. Or maybe noticing tension in the chest or the tummy. Acknowledging these sensations, but as best you can, using the breath to bring a sense of release, a sense of letting go, a sense of softness into the body. Breathing in, feeling that sense of expansion. And as you breathe out, that sense of softening, that sense of melting into the body. And staying with the breath, staying with the rhythm of the breath for a few more moments and noticing if the mind wanders, that's perfectly normal. Bringing the attention back to the breath as you breathe in and breathe out. When the mind wanders, perhaps wandering into thoughts about work, inviting a smile into the face, slowly curling the lips upwards as you look at the thoughts rather than getting hooked by them, not pushing them away, acknowledging them, touching them lightly, but again and again. No matter how many times the mind falls into the work mode, bringing the attention back to the breath. Perhaps mentally repeating the words, I am breathing in. I am breathing out. perhaps noticing the busyness of the mind, not judging it, bringing that sense of kindness, that sense of curiosity to it, and returning again and again to the breath as you breathe in and breathe out. Maybe noticing feeling tones in the body. Maybe relating to a difficult encounter during the day or worrying about unfinished tasks. That's perfectly normal. Acknowledging these sensations. But again and again, breathing in, breathing out, returning the attention to the breath, the natural rhythm of the breath. Softly breathing in, feeling the natural inflow, and inviting that sense of letting go as you exhale out. Inviting that sense of simply being with the breath. As you come towards the end of this practice, inviting a sense of gratitude. Gratitude for taking the time out for yourself to consciously create this space between your workday and your personal life. Gratitude for these moments of self-care. And now as we transition out from the practice, if you have your eyes closed, gently opening them and slowly inviting movement into the body. Once again, gently moving the shoulders up towards the ears on the inhalation. And as you exhale, releasing them down and just repeating that movement, those gentle shoulder rotations a few more times. Expanding your awareness into the room, shaking your hands out and thanking you for taking the time to share this practice with me.